Hello and welcome to episode 5 of In The Post Podcast. To my left,
Alan.
And to my right,
it's me, Joe.
And we're going to jump right in. Basically, today's going to be a DeAndre Mavs edition. So, Alan, as a Mavs fan, obviously, how does this feel to you? Obviously, the news that DeAndre Jordan had an agreement with Dallas saying that he was going to come to them. But going back on his words, how do you feel?
Well, I've calmed down. It's been a couple of days. We wanted to do this yesterday, immediately after it happened. And it's probably, for the sake of quality journalism, let's say, a good thing that we didn't. I've calmed down now, but he's just a child. He wanted to join Dallas to be a man. And when it came to step forward and be a man, he started to play cards and play video games. To prove that he's a very, very small boy. And I think he's an embarrassment to the league. And I know that sounds harsh, and I'm going to try and be as impartial as I can. So I'm going to try and be as careful as I can. But he's, I think it's disgusting what he's done, to be honest.
Well, obviously, having a bit of confusion of how he was feeling, he was all in, so to speak, from his camp, saying he wanted to join Dallas. He was excited to be there, but now getting cold feet Wednesday afternoon, calling up everyone to come to his house, and in the end it's ended up like an episode of Die Hard.
It was.
Everyone held him up hostage, locked the doors, chairs everywhere.
Ho ho ho, now I have a contract.
Joe, how does it make you feel having DeAndre back to Eclipse?
Yeah, it's a bit more of a relief that we don't have to go look for another centre who is, I mean, I know I've said in the last couple of episodes, he is replaceable, but that would have been hard, especially this season, to get someone to come to us. After Roy Hibbert went to the Lakers, I think that would have been a best option for the Clippers to get him if he didn't come. I think he just saves us going out there. And
there was talk of JaVale McGee, wasn't there?
Yeah. So, yeah, that just helps us not have that issue of not having a good centre for the rest of the season now.
Did you find any comedy about Wednesday? Obviously, with the whole emoji war, Paul Pierce not being able to use his phone properly.
Paul Pierce, like,
obviously, Blake Griffin's interior design. Did you not find anything comical?
Paul Pierce has got that 32-10 action. Originally, I thought it was good. I actually got excited because I thought, okay, he's getting second, you know, he's getting second thoughts or whatever. But we still got a chance. He chose us for a reason. Maybe he just wants to have an extra pitch, see what happens. So, this is in the early stages, this was my thinking. And JJ Redick did an emoji of a car. I think that's what started it. And I thought, I'll, you know, what JJ Redick's going to do. And then Parsons trumped him with a plane emoji. And I thought, ooh.
Bit tasty.
My boy Parsons, GM of the year, 2015 to 2080.
Pipe giver.
You know, he's the man. It's going down. And then I think it got a bit silly.
What, Chris Paul's banana boat?
Yeah, the banana boat and the even Blake with the helicopter. I thought, oh, this is getting ridiculous. Then Paul Pierce made it funny again with the ridiculous he hasn't got an emoji on his phone. And then Charlie Villanueva did a bicycle. Charlie Villanueva's making a difference, but that just made me chuckle. But it was pretty funny. And Kobe got involved of all people. This is where you talk about Kobe, guys. That's
Kobe, and then Jordan wins, so.
Yeah.
The end.
Kobe basically was, he just says, oh, is it emojis? Oh, I've got 5 rings. I've got 0 friends. I've got 0 people to share my rings with. See you later, guys.
I've got 0 friends.
He's got 5 friends right here. Come on, guys.
But it's just like, I think, just going on Kobe for a second, I tweeted it, it becomes, winning rings is fantastic, but when you treat them like Gollum in Lord of the Rings, just making that, like, that's the only thing that matters in the world.
Well, yeah, I think you're a basketball player.
No, it isn't, because there's no one to share them with and enjoy it. If you isolate everyone and you just die a lonely man with 5 rings, no one gives a crap about you. I'm sorry.
Could have 11 rings.
Could have 11 rings.
And have just don't play basketball, you know.
Well, I don't know. Anyway, let's get off that. It's rubbish.
So, obviously, Dallas moving forward. No DeAndre. Wesley Matthews offered a way out. But he wanted to stay strong to Dallas.
Well, like, out of the two backing out, I would rather it to be West, to be honest, just because I am concerned of this Achilles injury. But what he's been saying He's a pro, man. He's been saying
he got given an option to get out.
Yeah, he was given an option to get out. He said, like, no, I've committed. I'm a man of my word. He wants to like stay there and do something good with Parsons and build for future. He said even if they're not great this year, you know, he's in it for the long haul. I mean, he's got his money. We gave him money. Lots of different reasons for that. I think main it was originally agreed 4 years, 57. Now he's getting 4 years, 70.
Yeah.
I think that was the original agreement. But then he said because DJ's coming, he'll take less to get DJ in. Obviously, DJ isn't coming, so it's gone back to the 70. Plus, we needed to hit the cap floor anyway, so I don't mind. As long as he, you know, gets his 3-and-D going on, not that fast.
Joe, as a Clips fan, do you sort of feel compassionate towards Alan, towards the Mavs fan base, in the sense of, if this happened to you, would you feel the same as Alan, or would you...
I don't want your pity.
I'd feel... Well, if it was going the opposite way, I'd obviously feel bad, but this is why the rule of this stupid...
The monetary period.
Yeah, it's just a stupid thing. It should be free agency starts.
Sign, bang on.
Yeah. Not, oh, by the way, I'm going to sign, because that's just ridiculous.
Yeah.
The big thing raised... Oh, sorry.
I was just going to say about like the DeAndre situation. I think all Mavs fans and everyone in the league thinks if he decided to stay at the Clippers, no one would have mind. But the fact that he made a verbal agreement, giving him his word as a man, which I think your word is so important. It's your integrity. It's everything you stand for. It is your soul, your word. I feel very strongly about that, even before this hoo-ha. And for you to break that, after all our backup plans would have went. If he said straight away, no, I'm going to the Clippers,
you would
have
went, be.
That sucks. We're just trying to get Hibbert, we're just trying to get this player, X, Y, Z, Jordan Hill, whatever. And he waited till all of them went, and then put us in the worst position. Because he isn't a man, and can't face up to his decisions, even if he got cold feet or whatever, and he thinks, oh, maybe I'm not the man, maybe I'm, you know, better with Paul and Griffin, whatever. But the Mavericks would be in a terrible situation. I mean, Mark Cuban's, he's going to get us out of here somehow. I'm not too scared of the future now, but we could have been in a really bad situation, which puts a whole franchise full of history in jeopardy for like 5 years. It could do if we're in a bad situation. It puts an entire fan base, hundreds of thousands, possibly millions of fans, you know, disappointed.
Yeah.
Because he can't go, you know, I'll take that final step, I'll take that big step.
No, but I feel with that is that's why that stupid monetary period
should be gone.
Shouldn't be gone. Why is it?
Yeah.
Because you're going to have a change of heart. It should be bang, I'll sign, I've done this. Not saying, oh, I'm going to sign.
Yeah. But and it would probably make them think about it a bit more as well. Before they put the dotted line, say, give me a couple of days. Just see how I feel. And that would be okay as well. Because he isn't given to say, yes, I'm definitely doing it.
Yeah.
99% of people, they say, a verbal agreement, sign. It's very, very... Hedo Turkoglu didn't do it. And Jason Kidd didn't do it. But they were both well past their prime by that point. This is the only person who's a big name in prime player to do it, and it's put us in a really bad position.
Do you think going forward that this could be removed, this whole period, that it'll be a shorter transition?
I think so. I think
because obviously Mark's going to kick off with Adam Silver.
Well, apparently the NHL and the NFL don't do this. I don't mind if we start free agency on the 9th of July, if it just let's just sort the cap situation out or whatever it is, because it's the only reason they do it, because they need to sort out the salary cap. Sort that out, and then do it, because this it could potentially ruin a franchise and spoil a lot of basketball for a lot of fans.
It will slow down the rebuild, but obviously you can come back on top. It took Boston years and years and years to actually become being a sucky team back to being a conference team. Being a playoff team, but you'll get there. But well, obviously, you've got pieces. You might have pieces going forward for that.
Mark Cuban originally said if DJ didn't sign, he would blow it up. But I think this, the way DJ didn't sign, now he went back on it. That's fired him up to thinking, no, we're not going to suck. I'm going to get this sorted. We've traded a second round pick for Zaza Pachulia, not a particularly great player, but he'll do a job for the year.
Yeah.
We'll try and get another center, I'm sure, and then. Now we're trying to get Deron Williams. Deron Williams apparently might be buying out of his contracts, isn't he?
Yeah, that's an interesting thing.
Getting bought out. And I think due to our medical staff and Rick Carlisle, fingers crossed, we could get him playing well. As long as he's, you know, thinking, oh, I'm playing for home in a big team, not a sucky team. Well, Brooklyn's struggling, let's say, not sucky, but maybe that'll give him a bit of life again. But what Paul Pierce said a few months ago about Deron Williams' sort of drive, that has worried me.
Yeah. Joe, how do you see your roster this season? Because obviously the whole pitch was DeAndre saying, I want to be a bigger part of this offensive unit, give me more touches. How do you think that team's going to look this season if he's given a coach, he's given more plays run for him? How do you think LA's going to do with him being a more focal point?
Well, I think these touches and plays are going to come in nothing games, really, because he won't be good enough to be scoring more points and getting more touches this season. I think he can get better, but I don't think that much better. But in this roster as well, you're going to, your main touches are going to be obviously Paul, Griffin,
Lance now, JJ Redick.
I mean,
he's lower down the order than before.
Yeah. So, but if he's going, oh, but that's, I think it's stupid because they're going to say that and they're just going to go back on their word. The Clippers are probably just not giving the touches.
Yeah. No, I think it will be no difference. He's just going to get lost. Maybe he might be a bit more bigged up in the dressing room and in training. But in games, I really doubt it'll change.
Might try and play the pick and roll with him a lot more, because I know they do Blake a lot.
Yeah.
Not so much with Jordan, but maybe that might be the more points for him.
Well, I think he's going to get a lot less touches, but I'm disappointed in Doc Rivers, how he said. It's like, it's very easy to say these things when it's gone in your favour, because he said he doesn't even think DJ does, like, should give the Mavericks an apology.
Yeah, there was a verbal agreement.
If I say, oh, like, Sam, I'll meet you down like basketball at 8 o'clock, and then something comes up and I can't make it, I'm not like, one, I'm going to apologise and say, oh, like, sorry about that or whatever. This is okay, it's not in the same situation, but if you say you're going to do something, then don't do it. You at least apologise, and not even answering his phone to Mark Cuban.
Doc Rivers had an interview earlier. He said along the lines of, the full story, you won't know, because obviously Mark Cuban will say one thing, Doc will say another, so Chris Broussard will say something with his great sources. But Doc Rivers said that DeAndre's agents were in touch with Mark Cuban the whole entire night. So obviously we're not going to know the full story, because Dallas saying one thing, Doc saying another thing, we won't understand the full story, and we probably never will. Interesting thing coming out from Chandler Parsons on the DeAndre Jordan situation. He sent out a statement saying,
very professional.
Very professional. He wasn't ready for being a franchise player. He was scared, Parsons said. He was scared to take the next step in his career. There was no other reason other than that he was comfortable and he has friendships there. How you make a business decision like that is beyond me. How you ignore an owner like Mark, who is in your hometown just waiting for a chance to talk to you, is beyond me. I don't think he made a mistake. I think he'll be good in LA. He's got a good team. He's got a great point guard. He's got Blake. But he could have been a superstar in Dallas. He could have been the man in Dallas. Never in a million years did I think that was even a possibility. I'll still be friends with him, but I can't get over the way that he's put our entire franchise in jeopardy. It's normal to get cold feet. It's normal to get second thoughts, but you don't back out of a commitment of this much magnitude, this late in the game, and just leave us high and dry.
That last sentence is the thing. You don't back out of a commitment like this, of that magnitude. It's a multi-million pound industry. It affects so many people, and it's entirely selfish. Like, he ignored his girlfriend, he ignored his agents, he ignored everyone, even his mother wanted him in Dallas and everything like that. Now, at the end of the day, it's your career and you do have the final say. But you made the agreement as well. I think it's terrible what he's done. He's the smallest person in basketball for a big man.
One thing that stood out to me in his statement was saying that he could have been a superstar in Dallas. Do you think he could have, personally?
I think he could have done. He would have been on, like, well, like, the defined superstar. He's not going to be, like, a LeBron 30, 10 and 10 player, let's face it. But he will get more offensive looks. I think we would have helped his free throws percentage at least by 10%, I would have said. Because we do have a very good free throw record as a franchise. He would have been utilising the pick and roll better, like you were saying. Chris Paul and Blake get using the pick and roll more. We're very, very good.
Jeremy Lin and DeAndre. Could have been.
It could have been, but now he's gone Charlotte as well. But that would have been used, you know, effectively. But DeAndre would have been on the front of the posters, you know. He would have been the selling points. We would have had bobbleheads of him. It would have been DeAndre Parsons West, and, you know, as Dirk slowly fades out. And it was. He could have been a superstar. He would have been the man. And he got cold feet.
Can DJ be a superstar in LA? Obviously,
he can't be a superstar anywhere he goes. If a minimum a centre...
Define a superstar.
A minimum a centre superstar needs to get 20 and 10 at least. We know he gets 15 rebounds.
Yeah, fair enough.
But
yeah,
he's not going to get 20 points. Dwight Howard is a superstar and he does that at Houston.
Yeah.
Behind James Harden.
Yeah.
You know, there is no way DeAndre Jordan, even if he does get a hook shot, post moves, he would never be that capable of scoring.
No, I agree with that. I mean, he averaged, what was it, 11 points, most of them because he got hacked so often.
Yeah.
You know, there was games and I looked at his ball, because I got frustrated with him. I was saying to you earlier on in the season before we started in the post, you see him, he gets like 4 field goal attempts a game. And you think DeAndre Jordan, for a person who's supposed to be a big player, big star player, there's nowhere near enough. And you know, he's been getting his points through free throws. Okay, rebounds were only blocks well, but I wanted more from him. Yeah. And he wanted that as well.
The thing that strikes me is, if he signed with Dallas, it's Dirk's dwindling years. But now he's gone back to LA. What does it mean for Dirk? What would, if you was Mark Cuban in this position, what would you do for Dirk? Would you try and load up? Would you try and convince him to take his trade clause off the table and trade him?
What I would do...
to get another ring.
I would say, Dirk, you are the most loyal, most honourable player in the NBA.
Tim?
No, look, equally, you know, but I think Dirk, because Duncan's had supported Dirk hasn't as much, I think, you know, Dirk could have easily shipped out. Duncan's been successful more, so it's less likely for him to leave. But, you know, Dirk, you are Dallas, but it's your choice. If you want to retire and don't want to do this, if you want to either go for it or not, if you want to be traded, talk to me. But, you know, I wouldn't want him leaving. Dirk wouldn't want to leave. He'd rather retire. And he just wants Dallas to be successful. So if it means we're going to be on a sucky team, but he can help us try and be a little less sucky, he would do it because he's the GOAT. I don't think he's going anywhere, you know. And Cuban's a fighter. He's saying we're not going to tank. We're going to try and rebuild the way we always try and rebuild. And hopefully we'll get lucky. But if he retires, we haven't seen Dirk's last game. It isn't right. And if he plays in a different jersey, it's not good either. I would only want him to play for a title contender if he had, I've hypothetically left. Now, the Cavs have Love, and Spurs now have Aldridge and Duncan, obviously. So Golden State, he could be the splash father with Clay and Steph. That would be actually really good. But Dirk's not going anywhere. I couldn't. I would die.
Do you think Dallas should look at trading Dirk?
No, there's no way they can trade Dirk. He's one of them. He's one of them Kobe, Duncan, like them sort of player. Bird, just they're meant to be
in that jersey. Yeah.
I find it weird Bird being associated with the Pacers. I know he loved Indiana, but even that's strange to me.
It's weird.
As an LA fan, obviously a bit happy that DeAndre's back. Can you trust him? Obviously, after this whole Yes and no. Can you trust him moving forward? Because obviously all the mixed messages he's sending off.
It's just immature, really, which is the main point of this coming out is they shouldn't have this period and DeAndre Jordan's a kid.
Yeah.
But yeah, you can still trust him.
That's the thing, you want to win titles, but if he doesn't have the mentality of like an adult, like a winner kind of thing,
Yeah,
I think that could hurt you, because if he can't step up in the big moments, that's why he struggles with free throws.
Yeah,
this kind of attitude off the court, I think, is a reason why he can't make free throws on the court. He's a bit of a coward.
Yeah, which is why I think there was a big issue of him and Chris Paul fighting. Is because
Chris Paul's so competitive.
Yeah, and Jonzo Jordan's more of a
video game.
Yeah, he's just don't really want to. He probably wants to win, but it's like, yeah, you just don't want to go through the troubles that you have to go through to be the best player that you can be.
Hypothetically, if you don't win next year and you get an offer for, like, you could offer DeAndre Jordan for a different centre.
I'll take Nerlens Noel all day, every day. Thank you very much.
That could be interesting. They would do it. But would you do Nerlens Noel and a little bit more? Because obviously...
Jamal Crawford, Blake Griffin, Chris Paul. We'll move LA to Philly.
No. There you go.
for now, Philadelphia maybe like Clippers. Picks or something, but I won't try and do too much for you.
Just a few more questions to wrap
this up. That's bold.
Just a few more questions before we wrap it up. DeAndre is a good player, good on defensive, good. If you're doing your look test, you can see he's got some IQ of defensive plays.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
What do you think DeAndre could have done to your franchise if he went to Dallas?
Well, it's frustrating because a couple of years ago, we had zero perimeter defense at all. Like, we had Calderon and Ellis, and people were just driving past us all the time. Then last year, we got a bit more with Tyson Chandler. He started to do good work. But then we still had that perimeter lacking. Jameer Nelson was starting to get skinned. So this year, we try to get Wes Matthews. Obviously, we've got Parsons as well, shoring that up a little bit. And now if we've got Deron Williams as well, he's competent defensively. That would be a good perimeter defence. Also, if we kept Aminu. But then if we got DJ in the post, plus the perimeter defence, we would have been a much more balanced team. And I think it would have really helped us. Now, don't get me wrong, he wouldn't have carried the defence. He wouldn't have kept teams under 80 points. But the balance between the perimeter and him, I think it would have really helped. And we can outscore most teams. So it would have... I didn't expect us to win the league next year. Too many question marks with Wes Matthews. Parsons has that knee problem. Plus there's gelling issues. Plus we wouldn't have a great point guard. But it would have been such a good step. And I think the year after, he would have been good. But mentality, he hasn't got a winning attitude.
That's a fair point. Jared, do you think this was in any way, shape or form illegal, what's happened?
It's not illegal, and that's why that stupid monetary period should be changed. I don't know why there's a week of where people can go, yes, it's just, but why can't they sign? What's the point of them not signing, but they can say yes? Which is just...
It's not legal, but it is legal, but it's not honourable.
Yeah, well, it's the league's fault for having this thing, because eventually it's going to happen if you do have this.
Yeah, it's always going to happen.
Before with Carlos Boozer and Cleveland, got more money going back to Utah.
Yeah, that was a weird situation, because they actually offered him an early termination just so they could give him more money, and then he left, so that was even harsher.
Yeah, with a big name like this, I think they will definitely
I think they'll look at it. Yeah, Adam Silver's quite good with this sort of stuff. You're a neutral though. What do you think about this situation?
I think I agree with you in a sense of a man's word is a man's word, but the word obligation has been thrown about too much. And in my place of work, for example, you are obligated to work 5 extra hours of overtime per se, as an example. It doesn't mean you have to, it means you're expected to. It doesn't mean you have to. So yeah. I agree with both sides of the fence that it wasn't a great way to do this. He could have phoned up Mark and said, nope, I'm staying in LA. And
he could have at least given us a phone call. That's the thing, the way he handled it wasn't good. The fact that, as I say, as a basketball choice, I think if I was DeAndre and I looked at the Mavs roster, because we were very thin at the time, we were even talking about it in the previous post, as a basketball decision, I probably would have saved the Clippers anyway.
Yeah.
But when you say you go to the Mavs, you have to go to the Mavs.
Agree or do you disagree with that sentiment?
If you've ever seen Jerry Maguire, a verbal agreement means nothing.
I haven't seen Jerry Maguire.
You've never seen Jerry Maguire?
That's what we're going to do now.
But it's basically the same thing is, guy says he's going to sign with Jerry Maguire, a sports agent. He doesn't. And that's what happens.
Son of a bitch. But
the word don't mean nothing until pen goes to paper.
Well, obligation, it says, an obligation is a course of action that someone is required to take, whether legal obligation, legal or moral. So, it was a moral obligation, not a legal obligation.
Yeah. A personal question for you, Alan.
No. Oh.
What hurts more, 06 Wade or this? Because obviously if you...
06 Wade, man.
Really?
It's a finals, yeah.
But then...
Free agent or a finals, 06 Wade, man.
But then think about it, if 06 Wade...
You just want me to say, like, D. Wade.
That's not the point. Obviously with DeAndre, you could have developed further, you could have possibly made more moves in the future and could have won more championships. This is just one championship. I'm talking about if you had DeAndre, you could have developed and gotten more championships.
But I don't...
It's too many ifs and buts.
Many ifs and buts. We were 2-0 up. Refs and free throws.
And the fact that Dwayne Wade is one of the best shooting guards of all time. Yeah.
Second best.
Yeah. I'll admit, D-Wade, yeah. D-Wade can... He's a, so many things wrong with him. But I can admit, he can do good things. He is a good player. But...
He's one of them.
Even in the 11 finals, coughing and mocking Dirk for being ill. Oh, my God. I want to hurt him, man. I want to hurt him.
It's that heat, though, isn't it?
Good pun. Speaking of heat...
Oh, my garden's on fire.
And I hope your garden's on fire again, yeah. Yeah, we had a little fire accident earlier on.
That's not a personal joke. Sam's garden was on fire.
Yeah. It's a heat check. And I have bad pun. I'm here all day. But speaking of heat, I would actually love Pat Riley at the Mavs instead of Donny. I love, like, Nelson. He's a great guy. He's, like, you know, with the Mavs for ages. But Pat Riley just gets
his
done.
He's done it. Gerald Green on a better min, apparently a better min.
Yeah, it's only a 1 year deal. But it, like, he won a Gallinari and players like that who I really like. I think Pat Riley, just with, no matter what you give him, he'll find some way to make you better.
He's that Godfather, though. You can see the picture of LeBron, Bosch and Wade, and you can see Pat Riley in the background with that Godfather-like grin. So he is a great person.
I think Pat Riley, he just... I'm supposed to hate him because obviously he's got that LA connection, the Heat connection, but he just gets stuff done.
Yeah, I think that's the things that get stuff done for him is his, not, I don't know what to say, like, it's his...
Persona?
Like, yeah. It's like when the Lakers go, come to the Lakers because we're the Lakers. Yeah. Pat Riley's like, come with me, I'm Pat Riley. Yeah. That's what he sort of does.
So, but he was with New York as well, and out of that rivalry, I've always liked Indiana, so...
He's not Wade you hate, it's Pat Riley. Yeah. All this time.
Right, so you've watched episode 5 of us. You can follow us on Twitter at In The Post Pod. You can follow us on Gmail at InThePost@gmail.com. And we've got Facebook as well.
.com.
In The Post Podcast on Facebook. If you're listening on iTunes, you've got to type in The Post Podcast or we won't appear. Or if you don't have iTunes, you can find us on In The Post Podcast on YouTube. I've been Sam.
I've been Alan.
And I've been Joe, wearing the same shirt as last time.
See you late.
See you late from a hurt man.